From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Pamela McCall. The nasty inversion in northern Utah might lighten up a bit on Friday, but National Weather Service meteorologist Monica Traphagen says if that doesn't happen, the bad air could be around for a while.
Looks like the next chance of a storm system moving through is next Thursday into next Friday. So if we don't get the relief from this next one, which is looking unlikely, we've got about another week of this, unfortunately.
The Weather Service recommends staying inside if you can, and Traphagen says people can turn on air purifiers to improve indoor air quality. To help the outdoor air, Utahns are advised to cut back on driving and on using fireplaces. The president of Utah Valley University is stepping down. Astrid Tumenez has been president of the school for 7.5 years. She announced the decision at the very end of the annual State of the University presentation today.
I hope everybody here remembers what this university is about, that the momentum is tremendous, and it goes on without me.
This comes 4 months after conservative activist Charlie Kirk was killed on the school's campus. Tumenez says she's stepping down to have more time for family and personal pursuits. She will leave UVU in May. Tumenez is just the latest president of a Utah university to step down in recent years. The Utah Board of Higher Education announced a new transition framework to help find a new UVU president. It will also help other schools address presidential turnover. Around 30% of American men say they feel disconnected from their communities. Those numbers are better in Utah, but state leaders are still concerned. KUER's Sean Higgins has more.
Conservative think tank the Sutherland Institute looked into the issues facing men and boys. In a December report, it found a deepening disconnect on things like mental health and overall meaning. It's something Governor Spencer Cox has called a critical discussion. Melissa Deckman is the CEO of the Public Religion Research Institute and says thanks to social media and the internet, young men today face unique challenges.
They're suffering mental health issues that are kind of are newer to this generation. They're also suffering from social isolation. And we see a growing gender gap among young Americans.
That gender gap extends to politics, too. Young men voted for President Donald Trump in larger numbers in 2024, then swung back to Democrats in 2025. Deckman says that means their votes are still up for grabs. Richard West is CEO of YMCA of Northern Utah. He says the challenges facing young men are everywhere, but Utah is in better shape than other states.
We have a younger population, and we also have pretty strong community institutions, which give an opportunity to respond early and to engage earlier.
West says when boys are given responsibility and encouragement at a young age, they are more likely to imagine a brighter future for themselves. Sean Higgins, KUER News.
Both Salt Lake City and County have new leadership this year. The new County Council Chair is Amy Winder Newton. She's been on the council since 2014. Winder Newton says criminal justice reform is her top priority. Jiro Johnson is now minority leader at the county's Democratic Caucus. Other county council leadership include Vice Chair Sheldon Stewart. In Salt Lake City, Alejandro Puy will serve as chair. He's been on the council for 4 years. And newly elected Erica Carlson is now vice chair. You are listening to KUER News.